Good morning, good people. It is 15th August 2020. We celebrate the solemnity of the Assumption of Our Blessed Lady into Heaven. The readings are from Revelation chapter 11 verses 19 and chapter 12 verses 1 to 6 and 10. The second reading is from 1 Corinthians chapter 15 verses 22 to 26. And the Gospel from Luke chapter 1 verses 39 to 56. As India celebrates the 74th Independence Day amidst the waves of pain and loss during the pandemic COVID-19, we are celebrating the Assumption of our Mother Mary. The first reading presents us Mary, the perfect disciple and mother of Jesus, who provided the sacrosanct space for God to do whatever God intended for humanity through Mary. She is the Ark of the Covenant in which God treasured Jesus to be among us. Now have come the salvation and the power and the kingdom of our God and the authority of his Messiah. Revelation chapter 12 verse 10. The responsorial psalm praises Mary. The Queen stands at your right hand robed in gold. Psalm 45 verse 9. Death cannot confine our life with God. In his resurrection, Mary enjoys the fullness of salvation as the first fruit of his only sacrifice on the cross. The Gospel reiterates the faith and humility of Mary through her song of praises for all that God has shown mercy to her. Blessed is she who believed that there would be a fulfillment of what was spoken to her by the Lord. Luke chapter 1 verse 45. God rewards Mary for having believed and bore the Son in her lowly body, the Ark of the Covenant. No one in the entire church enjoys this special place like Mary. By her holiness and humility, she remains high above all saints, yet obedient disciple and follower of the Lord. Her adoration to the Holy Trinity wins a special favor for us whenever she intercedes for us all. The Catechism describes profoundly in number 19966, the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin is a singular participation in her son's resurrection and an anticipation of the resurrection of other Christians. In giving birth, you kept your virginity. Your dormition, you did not leave the world, O Mother of God, but were joined to the source of life. You conceived the living God and by your prayers will deliver our souls from death. Unquote. This special status, she got it by her service and humility that we read in the Gospel to Elizabeth, who rightly exclaimed, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb." Luke chapter 1 verse 42. May our beloved Mother Mary intercede for us all as she enjoys a special place in front of God and to her only Son Jesus. May you have a good day. God bless you.